Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Jack of No Trades. We've got a great episode for you. It's going to involve a lot of complaining. So if you've got a great vibe going right now and don't want to be brought down to some negativity, leave now. Bye-bye. See ya. Taylor, how you doing, buddy?
Dude, I'm a dick.
I know you are.
I'm a dick. I received confirmation that I'm a dick today.
It's your true nature. What did you do?
I signed up. I like to donate blood because I like to prove the statistic wrong that 78% of people only donate blood once and then they never go back.
Okay.
So that's how they got me
really
several years ago.
Tilting the scale here. Good job. All right.
Yeah. So I do it. I give blood like twice a year, but I have been thinking about donating plasma to get a little extra money because this podcast doesn't bring me any revenue.
Oh my gosh.
So
selling yourself on the market. Selling your body.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was, but then I looked at it. I was like, wait a second. If I donate blood, that means I can't donate plasma. So I looked it up. You can't donate plasma until eight weeks after you donate blood.
Oh, wow.
So I canceled my appointment today. So I emailed the lady and she asked why. And I told her, and then she sends me back. She goes, not to, discourage you from donating plasma or anything, but that doesn't actually go to help people. They use it in shampoos and pharmaceutical testing. All of our blood goes to all the hospitals in Utah, and you'll be saving lives. Have a great day.
Tapping into your altruism. Too bad you don't have any, bitches.
Dude, I felt like such a dick. Ooh. I'm rethinking the plasma thing now because of it.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously they have some ulterior motive if they're paying you for it, and everyone else just donates their blood for free. So you think you could just buck the system? Jeez, Tay, you're an interesting cat. I'll tell you that. And let's not be rude. Welcome back, Hannah. How you doing?
I'm great. I thought you guys forgot I was here.
No, Taylor gets going on this little rant.
Yeah, I tell a story at the beginning of every podcast. Typically,
I know you do. I usually fall asleep during that part.
Ouch!
Oh, the ego. It's decreasing. Taylor, are you going to be able to survive this podcast? Shots are
being
fired. My
ego is strong. I got a lot in the tank. It'll take a few more pot shots than that.
You're a Kevlar hot air balloon, dude. You're not going
down easy.
Hannah, how's your week going?
I don't know. It's kind of been a pretty shitty week, but hopefully it'll get better.
We should be thanking you right at the beginning because you are a true podcaster, unlike ourselves. We're small potatoes. You are the big time. You've got an actual base.
Oh, my gosh. But you guys have more episodes than I do on my podcast. So I wouldn't call myself a big podcaster. I've been a little bit lucky, especially with some of the guests I've been able to get on. So any of my viewers that will listen to this, support Jack and No Trades. They're poor. They need love and support. Shower them with your fan art, fan fictions. Give it all to them.
So how similar would you suspect our listeners are, our usuals, versus your following?
Oh, jeez.
I'm going to guess not so similar. Am I right? Or
I feel weird calling them my fans, like, the people that listen to me, they're very enthusiastic. They have very demented and twisted senses of humor. And they're just like in their whole other world. They like the troll. I don't even know what your listeners are. Isn't your listeners just your real life friends?
Ouch. Oh.
No, we have some fans in Japan.
Yeah, that Nintendo episode really pushed us over the top here.
Yeah, so if you're from Japan, konnichiwa. Welcome.
In saranara. That's how it goes. We get some foreign listeners and then they stop listening, so we're used to it.
I have a big base in like Australia that listen to me and also in Germany. So maybe you'll get some of those listeners.
Now, I don't wanna assume
we
anything.
We love all types of people.
Yes, we
on
do.
On this podcast. We will take any listen we can get. We're whores for listens.
Except we don't try very hard to whore ourselves out with our podcast.
No, you guys don't do anything.
That's true. It's hard work. I see how much you have to tweet.
We focus on the content. That's what we focus on.
Okay, but seriously, Ben's idea of promoting the podcast sounded like a whole hell of a lot more work. He wanted to actually make posters and print it all over the city of Chicago.
Okay, that actually was Taylor's idea. I just said I would post the posters. It's a whole new scheme.
Yeah, but like, I don't understand that because that costs like... That costs quite a bit of money to make posters, and like that will take a lot of effort for you to just go around and post that, and people don't look at that type of stuff anymore.
It's called print at work. Duh.
We're freaking fringe.
I get it. You guys are freaking old school. I don't know. Trying to
Sorry, we I don't know how to use social media, Hannah. I don't. I'm a old school hit the pavement brute force for advertising.
Well,
word of mouth.
I seriously applaud you for that. Social media is freaking toxic, to be freaking honest.
And, you know, there's just too many times where I post something and nobody responds or I get 2 likes. So I'm like, well, I'll just go fuck myself, I guess.
The story of my social media account.
No, it's actually like I was at that point. I only had only 70 followers, like, in November. And all the people that followed me were people I knew in real life. But then, all of a sudden, like, I somehow got in talk with somewhat relevant people. And then,
relevant meaning have a following on social media platform.
Yeah. Not that anyone isn't relevant, but I'm just saying that actually has a following or whatever.
I love how people actually have, like, an amount of worth on social media platforms. It's like,
it's stupid.
They're worth
it's
5
stupid,
million?
But that's,
it's
that's
true, though.
That's kind of how it works, though. Like,
it's a
that's
fact.
That's how people... Yeah, like, seriously, if you're in talks with the right kind of people that actually have a following, then that's how you kind of grow and build your audience and stuff. Right now, I'm trying to build my own sort of audience instead of, like, going from other people's type of audience. Like, I want to kind of create my own sort of thing, which I think that's starting to happen more and more now. Especially, like, people that go to my Discord and stuff like that. I have some really awesome people on there. So.
Dang.
Yeah.
I guess for us, like, we have so much fun just doing the episodes that that's the fulfillment part. And I think we're both assuming one day we'll make the right kind of effort to actually build the following. And then they can just be like, oh, wow, look at all these episodes, you know, that they can go back and listen to. And because that's
I think it's cool, though, because you guys definitely have all types of different content. You talk about sports, you talk about video games, talk about music, you talk about just pop culture type of stuff. You talk about, I don't know, you write, like, those dumb Taken-like stories.
Hey, so, hey, watch it.
No, seriously, though, I was super moved by, like, the dolphin fucking part. That was amazing.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot that part. Great.
That was amazing.
Bring it back.
But yeah, like, honestly, I think you guys actually inspired me to want to do podcasting. I don't think I've ever told you that.
Wow. See, we are influential. Inspirational.
Right.
I don't know.
I listened to your first podcast, and I was just like, this is pretty cool. I think I have some cool stuff to say. And then I met the right people, and that's how I got started. You guys really motivated me.
I think that's the point, is that we've provided a medium and we bring people in that actually have experiences with certain things that are interesting to listen to. At least that's the goal. Otherwise, this is just a human experience podcast. It's just the shit that we experience and our takes and our views on the world. And that's everybody. Some people are good at it. Some people aren't. And some people are just persistent. I think we're more persistent than good. So,
Well, I think it's great because you guys clearly do this because you guys enjoy this. You're not whores for views and making money and stuff like that. You'll see a lot of people start podcasts because it's just a freaking easy way to get views and stuff like that. Like,
so are you guys familiar with, like, if you can hire assistants in India to do random tasks for you remotely? Like, they're essentially your assistant? Have I talked to you guys about this?
We've done this before.
About
We've done this before on the podcast?
Our artwork is made by an Indian man using Fiverr.
So what we need to do is just hire somebody to just be on social media constantly just plugging us into people's feeds. Just randomly. Just popping in.
We just can't make the same mistake PewDiePie did.
Oh, did PewDiePie get exposed? Tell me. What happened?
So the joke was that you could pay someone $5 to do literally anything on Fiverr, the website, which is what we used. So he paid two Indian guys to hold up signs that said "Death to all Jews."
Oh no!
And post it on the internet, and then
PewDiePie the Nazi.
And then he paid a guy who looked like Jesus to make a video.
Oh no!
Saying
Did he get in trouble?
Yeah. There's some backlash.
No, he got even J.K. Rowling called him like a fascist and stuff.
Well, like it was the joke was that you could get them to literally say anything. I don't think he supported those
ideas. But why would you abjectly manipulate and exploit poor people? Clearly these people don't have a lot of options.
He's saying, I know, that's why it's like too far. On the Film Theory channel, MatPat has a video about why it didn't work, and it's actually pretty interesting.
Yeah.
You're such a bitch for MatPat.
Dude, MatPat,
he's
smart. MatPat's got good shit.
He has good content. Great. So, Hannah, I'm going to say, because we haven't really explained your following on the podcast, you guys are like YouTube fringe people, right? Like, the deep dives of YouTube, like, that's you guys, right?
Typically, Claire and I, we kind of got our following through the commentary community. That's what they're called. And so, basically, the people that criticize other YouTubers, criticize all sorts of different things and have a commentary about whatever, that has kind of been the community and the people that we've associated with.
They profile other famous YouTubers and criticize them and make fun of them.
Isn't this very meta? Like, you have someone that creates content, and then someone that goes, "This content's shit," and then you guys go in and go, "Yeah, well, we think their opinion of that person's opinion is shit." Is that what you guys do?
No, that's not what I do specifically.
Okay, not to accuse you here.
That's the community that we've kind of been a part of, but we're not. That isn't our content. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yes.
Claire and I actually think, and I'm not dissing any of the other commentators and stuff like that, but we kind of think that the stuff that they say, all of the people in the commentary community say the same sort of thing, and we think it's like, we're not into that type of stuff. Like, we really just do our own type of thing. And I guess what's kind of been edge is that we are women. Like, we're females.
Power to the females.
No, and like...
Girl power.
But we aren't talking about makeup. We aren't talking about,
We talk about makeup on Jack and O'Trade.
Damn right
we do.
That's true. Damn right.
See, people need to check you guys out. You're...
We're holistic. We cover everything. We cover
literally,
the whole human experience.
I mean, I don't know what your freaking brand would be, but... I guess it works.
Jack of no trades. That's our brand.
Jack of no trades. Yeah. And so actually my podcast used to be called Big Girls Podcast, but then I realized, Claire and I realized it wasn't that great of a name. So we're now called Spoonful of Sugar.
Oh, that's cute. Really, that's cute.
It's cute. But I don't know. Claire's such a, she's such a badass. And she's kind of, she's great. She just says whatever she wants.
All right, cool the crush over here, okay, Hannah? All right.
Yeah,
jeez,
totally calm down.
Making me uncomfortable.
I know, totally have a crush for her. Like, who wouldn't?
Oh, yeah. Man.
But I think it's so funny hearing your perspective on, the commentary community. Really,
don't come after us, commentary community. We mean don't disrespect.
Hey, Taylor, any press is good press at this point. We'll take it all.
Not if they troll us too hard.
Please troll us.
Actually, I did kind of learn that bad press still is good press.
You get more attention. The light's brighter, and you may sweat a little bit, but you're still being seen.
All right, so, bring it on, trolls. Bring it on. Let's see what you got.
Side story today. I met this new guy at work, And he's like this new like consulting guy, real smiley, you know, nice fella, kind of that corporate real like go-getter you would expect. And he came over to me and he's like, "Hey man, how you doing?" Good. And I'm like, "Oh, I'm good, you know." He's like, "Hey, what do you do here?" And I was like, "Oh, I do a little this, I do a little that, and a little that. Really I do shit, but you know, I'm just kind of all over the place." The guy's like, "Oh wow, man, kind of jack of all trades over here." And I would be like, "Fuck you, it's jack of no trades." I didn't say that though. Just thought it in my head. I was like, "Yeah,
we need to make t-shirts, say that. Man.
See, we could just go go viral, dude, via physical objects, posters, t-shirts, bumper stickers.
Yes, people love t-shirts.
Come on, Hannah, we're going underground."
Yeah, I would totally get a t-shirt like that. I mean, if I had the money to buy it, that is. How much would you charge for these t-shirts?
Cost.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Cost. Whatever it costs to make them. $5.
Yeah, we're not going to make profit.
Maybe we could charge. Come on, Taylor. You know you want to make a little money.
Not at first. Not you when we're trying to get our names out there.
Wow. That's such a nice gesture of you.
It's for promotion. It's like when you're an opener band, right? You're not going to charge the same price for your t-shirts as Foo Fighters or whoever you open for.
I'm telling you.
You know what I'm saying?
No, sure.
I don't understand this. It's like, okay, Ben, you're clever. Taylor, you're clever. All you have to do is tweet at, like, YouTubers and stuff like that. That is the easiest freaking way to, like, get a little bit more of a following. If you get one of them to like you, then you're set.
I just hurt a little inside every time they don't respond.
Yeah, I send out a lot of dead air tweets. So I'm just like, hey. No one looks at me.
Who do you guys even tweet at?
Let's be real. I only tweeted athletes and members of the 49ers franchise.
There you
so
go.
I tweeted at Liam Neeson to have him come back for Taken 4, and I sent him the script.
Actors don't check their Twitter. It's their publicist. Those are like, see, they aren't great people to tweet at. But Ben, you had one of your tweets retweeted by It's Always Sunny.
I did. Money in the Bank. Yeah, I tweeted at them about our podcast about them, but they didn't respond. I don't know.
Yeah.
It just takes dedication, Hannah. You know that. It takes effort to constantly be going and analyzing what people are writing and tweeting at them and finding ways to connect with them. That's a lot of work. You make it sound easy, but that's hours and hours of effort.
If you have spare time and you don't have a life, then, yeah, you can definitely take the time to do that.
Hence the Indian assistance. They just need to get our foot in the door.
Indian assistance? Yeah. But honestly, like, I'm not on Twitter as much anymore due to, like, very negative circumstances that has happened to me. But, you know, Twitter does
help.
Well,
screw them. Screw Twitter.
Let's get into today's topic. We haven't even started. I'm chomping at the bit.
Hey, dude, we're just having a combo, dude. Shooting the shit.
I know.
Don't kill the vibe.
I'm just fired up. I'm sorry.
Well, you can be fired up. Hannah's probably got her gears grinded by Twitter, so it works.
Oh, my gosh. Don't get me started on that.
But that's okay, fine, Taylor, since you brought us here. Taylor is a hateful person. He's got a lot of anxiety. He's got a lot of pent-up rage. Just constantly is it ready to explode at any moment, at any remark that just sets him off. So, Tay, how do you deal with being so hateful, and what are your triggers?
Medication.
Medication keeps it all down for you? Okay.
No, really, I try to direct my hatred at inanimate things. Like, I try to direct it at things that aren't people.
Like animals?
inanimate
is the right term there. So I'll take it out. Like, if I need to go pump some iron, I'll go pump some iron. If I gotta just listen to music and game, I'll game. If I need to, you know, go take someone out of the woods and beat them to death, then I'll do that too. But
I usually can tell when you're pissed, Taylor. It's the most hilarious thing ever.
I know.
What, if you had to summarize it into one thing, what makes you the most mad?
I don't know if it's one thing. The one thing that really makes me mad is getting hit in the nose. If
like,
I get
didn't
hit,
even hit in the nose.
Yeah.
So I played a lot of basketball growing up.
What?
And people would throw a ball, hit me in the nose, or they'd hit me in the, like, their hand would hit me in the nose. It makes my eyes water. I go berserk.
Oh, no.
That's a trigger for me.
But isn't it mostly an accident?
It doesn't matter. I lose
like
it.
Just like a trigger spot.
Yeah,
what
so don't
just
hit
like
me
a missed basket. Like the ball just, like, you, I don't know, just gets deflected and bounces off your face. That's just going to set you off into a fury.
It is. I've learned how to control it, but before, I
like the freaking Hulk, dude.
I know.
What are you going to freaking do when a girl kisses you? She accidentally bumps into your nose. Are you going to like freaking choke her to death or something? Like, bitch, no.
Like, no, I know how to control it. I have control of my emotions.
You really sound like Bruce Banner right now. I'm very impressed.
It sounds
Thank
like you.
You
could cry at any moment.
No. Another thing that really sets me off is I don't like being told what to do or corrected.
Not going to do what you tell me. So if someone goes, it's not Leviosa, it's Leviosa, that sets you off?
It depends on the extremity. Like, there's been times where you've told me, like, you need to do this in a video game. That crap pisses me off.
Oh.
I don't like that.
So. I watched you play a video game. I think it was Bioshock. And it has built in that if you click a button, it'll tell you, like, which, like, on the ground, like, what direction to go if you get lost, like, as a hint, you know?
I used it the entire game.
He literally, I walked in you playing it, and you were clicking it every 2 feet. Like, it was, like, obvious. Just, like, follow the person, and you had to click it. I'm like, you're so stupid, dude. Just follow it. He's like, dude, I don't know, man. It's just simpler. Always looking for the easy way out. Call.
Saves time Damn. In the long run.
Okay, okay. So, Hannah, I know Hannah, you pretty well. I wouldn't say you're an angry person.
No.
I would say you're the opposite. You're not one that gets angry. Maybe emotional, but not angry.
No.
Is there things that make you mad?
Yeah, it's very rare, though. Very, very, very rare. I'm definitely, I'm very mellow person. There's very few things that annoy me. I'm pretty chill. But, like, most of the time, it's either, like, I'm very mellow or I'm very emotional. And then there's that rare occasion that I get pissed off. And that's only happened, like, a few times in my life. And I go in, like, full, like, destructo mode. Most of the time when I'm angry, I'll write, like, how I feel. Or if it's about a person, I'll write just how pissed off they make me. And then I'll, like, burn, like, the pages and stuff like that.
So aside from, like, someone stealing your boyfriend or, you know, slashing your tires, like, what really grinds your gears?
What really grinds my gears? One thing that really pisses me off is whenever it's whenever I will kind of point out, like, something I struggle with. So it's like, oh, I'm very trusting of people. I need to work on that. And then after I tell that person that, they then use it against me for basically anything. They're like, oh, well, you're just so trusting of people. Like, I get so pissed off. It's like, I already know that I struggle with this. You don't need to rub it in my fucking face. And I get so mad. I get so mad with that. Like, I don't like people thinking, like, underestimating me. From stuff that I struggle with. Like, I hate feeling looked down upon. Like,
yeah.
And because I am more sensitive and whatever, like, people usually, like, think I'm weak and a baby or whatever. And I get really annoyed with that, honestly.
Huh.
So.
Wow. Well, yeah, that would piss me off, too. I was thinking more along the lines like someone leaving like the toilet seat up or something, but yeah, that shit would piss me off too.
Did I go like I went too deep there, didn't I? I guess this
Frick.
Is like pent up rage. But
yeah,
no,
let
actually,
it out. Get real with us.
Well,
we don't give a shit.
Well, it's just if I'm gonna also,
get weird, I don't care.
get weird. No, but if I'm going to do, like, something petty and dumb, like, I don't like loud chewers. Like, people that, like...
Oh, mouth breathers.
Nobody likes a mouth breather or a chewer or a whistler. No. Nobody likes a whistler, as Bill Burr
said.
Dude,
some jackass was whistling in the bathroom yesterday at work. Like, go kill yourself. Oh, I should have said that to him.
If I ever have to use a public restroom, like where I have to go like number two in a men's room, which I try and avoid, but sometimes you can't. If anyone comes in the door, like comes into the bathroom, I always sniffle like so they can hear me so they don't come into my stall. Is that weird?
Dude, I waited 4 hours to take a shit today.
So you didn't have to use a public restroom?
Dude, so the water was off at work. And I had to go to campus, and so I had to wait 4 hours from work until I got to campus to take a shit.
No.
And then I can't shit when there's other people in the bathroom, so I had to wait another 10 minutes sitting on the stall, just waiting to release. It was the most painful thing ever.
I love how nervous you get. So let me give you guys a scenario, and just let me see how like deranged you guys are. So let's say you're standing in line in a cafeteria or wherever. Gonna get some food, and it's a long line. You got at least like 6 people in front of you and maybe another 4 or 5 behind you. You're getting up closer, and then just some random lady, okay, she doesn't look that educated, just kind of stumbling around, you know, just kind of looking at everything, and they just stand right in front of you. What do you do?
Hey, you cut me.
They cut you. Are you just, what do you just say? Hey, you cut me? That's what you say?
Yeah. Yeah.
What if they go, eh, I don't care. And they just stand there. You do anything
else? I'd be like, no, get to the back of the line.
Really?
Yeah. If I'm waiting for a long time and it's a big line, yeah. And I have a place to be, I'm definitely kicking that bitch back to the end of the line.
What if it's a man that's bigger than you?
Depends how much bigger. If he's like fat and slow and like looks kind of like he's kind of like a beta male, then I might tell him to go to the back of the line too. But if he's like a roid rage monster, I'm probably going to let him stay.
So the size of the person makes a difference?
Well, yeah. I don't want to pick a fight. Okay. It's human instinct.
Hey, dude, a lot of people wouldn't be brave enough to say what you just said. Some would say, I treat all people equally. Shut up. You wouldn't. Everyone would probably be the exact same way. If it was some unsuspecting dude or chick, they'd be like, hey, get in the back. But if it's someone bigger than them, they'd probably shut up and just stand there. Okay. Hannah, what about you?
I don't know. Like, in that situation, I'm pretty indifferent. I'd be like, oh, whatever. Like, not worth it to, like, say anything. But that's just because I'm very passive anyways.
Yeah.
But in my head, I'd probably, like... This is the situation I think of. I would tap them, like, on the shoulder, and they'd turn around, and then I would then all of a sudden bend over, and I'd be like, Kamehameha, and then I'd, like, fart in their face, and it would just blow them, like, they would get so disgusted that they would, like, have to move in the bag, like, this huge, like, stink bomb, and they'd think I'm, like, a total freak, but that would, like, get rid of them, you know, so.
That might clear the room.
No, it definitely would. And then everyone would not want to mess with me. I'm not one to be reckoned with. And then I would be I would be pushed to the front. You know, no one would mess with me. But yeah, if there was someone that just cut in front of me, I wouldn't probably do anything.
Yeah. if it's a lady, actually, I'm sexist and I wouldn't say anything. Like, this happened to me, and I didn't say anything, and I was super bugged, because I was in a hurry, and I was hungry, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, this sucks, and I didn't have the heart to just be like, hey, you cut me, get in the back. Luckily, the lady behind me reached over and was like, hey, get in the back of the line, you just cut everybody, and the lady was like, oh really? Ah, she got all pissed. I was like, oh, thank goodness, I didn't say anything. If it was a guy, though, I definitely would be like, yo, hey, get in the back, you cut me. You leave. I don't know why. I'm more passive, though, in those situations, I realize.
It's funny thinking of, like, passive-aggressive people in that situation. Like, they would just be, like, they would just act like
uncomfortable. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, like, they would just...
Can you believe, like, some people? Oh, my gosh.
Well, actually, people like that drive me crazy. I can't stand passive-aggressive people.
It drives me crazy.
But I think I'm just used to, like, you know, like, my mom... is the most, like, she does not hold back how she feels about things. She just, like, says it, and that's it. So I'm just used to that type of mindset. So passive-aggressive people are the most frustrating people to deal with.
So I'm just can I say some other things about people that really grind my gears?
Sure, let it out.
Go for it.
I have a lot. I have a list of 5 things right here.
That's why we're here. Go ahead, rapid fire.
People that say the word literally too much and incorrectly, shit pisses me off.
Incorrectly is for me. Yes, for sure.
Taylor, you need to listen to Leafy. You would literally love it.
Okay. Well, I'll continue. Girls that wear too much makeup.
Ooh.
Keep going through these, and you guys ask me questions on the ones you think.
Is that why you won't watch RuPaul's Drag Race with me?
No, it's because I don't like dudes dressing up like women. It makes me uncomfortable.
that's a better
It's
reason.
Such a
that's
good
awesome.
Show. You're so...
Can I watch...
I'll watch Skin Wars, but I won't watch RuPaul's whatever.
Oh my gosh, you guys watch weird stuff. Dude, the literally thing, though, I worked with a chick, and Joe can back this story up later when he comes on, but she was like, I literally shit my pants. And he was like, what? She's like, yeah, I literally shit myself. And he's like, you pooped your pants. She's like, huh? He's like, you pooped yourself. And she's like, no, I said literally.
A dumbass.
Yeah, well. Yeah. The trailer park was probably an upgrade for her. We literally got in a conversation about literally means it actually happened. Figuratively would be like it didn't happen, but it could have, like, that's how you felt in that moment. And she's like, no, literally. I literally shit myself. Like, oh my gosh, you're such a dumb bitch. That's why you work here. So I feel you, dude. Yeah, literally. I literally shit myself.
The janitor okay. life.
Go back. Keep going, dude. These are good. These
keep
are
going.
Great.
These are great. Okay.
People on Facebook who pretend to know shit about politics and post unreliable sources.
But that's like most, right? That's like 97% of people that do that.
Yes. It drives me crazy. I'm like, let's be honest. Nobody gives a shit what your political opinions are. I'm sorry.
How many people are swayed? This came up on another podcast I was listening to. How many people do you think are swayed ever by someone's political statement that they post on a social media account?
Never. It just causes arguments and contention. That's
it. Has it ever changed someone?
No. And don't send me a link that says so-and-so works for ISIS. John McCain leads ISIS. And Dr. Phil is on the cover page of the website.
Dude, those right or left wing pages where it's just
those
like
are crazy on either side. Yes,
yeah,
that shit
like
drives me
like,
nuts.
And then
when
he dropped the bombshell, and it says some dumbass quote that's just
or,
like, "Are
or
you
when,
kidding me?"
Or when they put some really controversial article on their feed, and they're like, "I'll just leave this here."
Oh my gosh, that is the most passive aggressive one, right? Like, I'm just gonna leave this here, you idiots. Look at this. Look how much smarter I am than all of you.
It makes you look like a pussy. First off,
I know,
right?
That you're not willing to post your opinion.
I'm just
in a perfect world, what's on your Facebook feed?
Perfect world, it's... really, I use Facebook to look up people I used to know and laugh at their lives. That's okay. Kind of like one of my favorite things with Facebook.
It's amazing how fake people are on Facebook.
People are crazy
what?
Fake.
Freaking amazing.
What?
Well, here's the thing. I used to have Facebook. I don't anymore. But... it was towards the end. Like, I used to go on Facebook all the time. Ben and Taylor can literally... Sorry. they can say... Sorry, you don't like the word literally, and I just said it. They can agree
but
that
it,
I...
It made sense for you, though. You literally were on Facebook all the time.
I literally was on Facebook all the time. And they can tell you that, because I was. But towards the end, I started getting so sick Because I either had, like, these really, like, these middle-aged, really right-wing type of people that were just like, oh, this generation is better. And then we have, like, my left, like, my extreme left-wing millennial friends. I'm sorry, they're dumbasses. Like, and I got so sick of them. They were just so pretentious.
Veganism is my religion. Yeah.
I'm non-binary. Don't assume my gender.
Shut up, you cisgender male, you bitch.
Check your privilege, please. Like I got so much microaggression. I got so annoyed. It's like, it was just amazing to me because, like, when I would see them in real life, they're chill and they're fine. Like, no talk of politics. But then on Facebook, they're this whole other monster and animal. And I got just sick of it. So, like, I started making jokes just about all the stuff going on. And I didn't mean any harm by it. I just was...
And how'd that go?
Horrible.
It's actually worse to make jokes about people on Facebook because they're hypersensitive to everything you say.
I just, like, when... I'm like, it was strange to me because I made just, like, a harmless joke. It was during the Women's March. I was indifferent towards it anyways. I didn't care. And I basically wrote a Facebook status saying, you know, I would march for free if there were free chicken nuggets. Like, I would be totally down to marching if there's nuggets involved. And that's all I said. And
as
I
with Tay, Tay would be first in line.
Yeah, and so
depends on the nuggets.
Yeah, and so, and then, like, I had, like, I had one friend of mine, and she's, like, cute. And I was, and
ooh,
I
that's passive aggressive. Ouch.
Yeah, she's, like, cute. And so I liked her comment. I didn't think much of it. Because I thought, because she was, like, one of my chill friends that I could joke around with or whatever. So I was, like, okay, whatever. And then all of a sudden the next day she's, like, I hope you know that was dripping with sarcasm. And, like, she wrote just this super passive aggressive sort of comment. And I was just, like, really? You're going to freaking freak out because I made a dumb joke about the Women's March? And then, like, I saw, like, her post about it, and she, like, skipped work to go to this march. And then, like, I read, like, articles about people after the Women's March were destroying buildings and they were littering on the streets. And I was just like, you pretentious little bitch. Like, you're so... I got so annoyed. But whatever, like, I just hate how, like, friendships could be ruined because of this, like, hypersensitivity over nothing.
Well, like, for me, it's the pseudo-intellectual bullshit that really bugs me. Yeah. It's like people pretending to know, pretend they know more than they actually do.
Yeah.
Well, and the problem with so much of this is there's not actual concrete answers to anything people talk about. Like, you can say one side of an argument, but there's another valid side to that argument that could be debated, and you could bring out positives and negatives for everything. So for me, it's just this big wheel that everybody's running on. It's just like, you're not getting anywhere. There's no right answer here. And from their perspective, they're right. And from their perspective, the Jedi are evil. So I mean... It doesn't matter.
didn't we talk about this with Tyler on our politics podcast?
Yeah, I'm sure.
The amount of information that we have is so small, and this picture is like so. We have such a small part of the picture. It's like we are not informed. Like the most, like you could watch news all day and still be uninformed compared to people
everything
in Washington.
Everything is skewed and it's biased. Like there isn't.
And Trump's brought it to a next level, and he started to say everything's fake. So now we don't even know what's real or what's not, because fake news
we're
is
in a post-fact
real news,
society.
Real news
I'm
is
sorry,
fake news.
But I'm like, I don't think politics is enough to jeopardize relationships with people. Like, I think it's pointless, because it's like, politics doesn't determine, like, how you are as a friend or how you are as, like, a person and stuff like that. That's, like, separate. It's just what you, like... think is right and you're like
well my parents said I couldn't marry a Democrat, so I'm gonna disagree.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm joking.
Jeez. Okay.
that happens though.
Yeah, I don't know, people just need to open their minds. They need to be willing to talk about things. It's just, the problem is that we all take these points of view as such personal parts of our lives. Like, we view our view as us. And if people don't like our view, then they don't like us. And so Hannah wanted to march if there's personal chicken nuggets and not acknowledge the fact that women are the center of the march. That chick was just like, oh my gosh, she doesn't respect women like she should. And then you become,
I'm a girl.
Which doesn't make sense to me, but to her it made sense, I'm sure. I don't know. People are stupid.
No, but like my whole point was I'm not judging you for marching for what you believe in.
Well, doesn't, yeah, obviously.
I don't have to, but like personally, I don't know how, like, she's like, oh, women are being oppressed. Like, I don't know how we're being oppressed in America. I think we have it pretty freaking great. Like, compared to, like, what's going on in the Middle East. Like, those women, like, get their freaking heads chopped off for, like, the littlest thing. So, I'm like, I feel like I have nothing to complain about. But there are women that think, you know, like, sorry. They truly believe that they, like, need to. I'm sorry. I'm just, like, this is my own opinion here. But probably if one of my friends heard this, like my left-wing liberal friends heard this, they would think I'm like freaking horrible and I'm against women or whatever. So, whatever.
Well, well, I have to deal with it. I have more on this list.
Keep going.
Keep going.
I got one too. I got a few to throw out too. So go.
Okay. I hate old people in my college classes.
Ooh, that's a very subtle one. Good addition to your list. That's a good one.
Because they talk way too much, they know very little, and they think their opinion's more important.
Dude, that constant dialogue with the teacher, like they're equals with the teacher and everyone else is below them, is the worst shit in the whole world.
Drives me nuts.
That's bad. Yeah, that's a good one.
I'm so glad I'm almost out of here. And then the last one in my people category is people that are gay for Disney.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, but we've gone at... We've gone about Disney so much on this podcast. We can skip that one.
I still haven't watched a Disney movie this year, by the way. I'm holding strong.
Good for you. Did you see Logan?
I did, but that's made by Fox.
Ooh, you snuck in there.
Yep.
Just good. Barely. Just barely. Okay. All right, I got one for you. I hate, and this grinds my gears so much, it makes me just uncomfortably angry, is when I bite into a soft apple that I'm expecting to be hard.
Wow.
There is nothing worse than biting into a soft, mushy apple. Apples are delicious if they're crisp and they're hard. If they're soft, they're the biggest abortion in the whole world. I wish I could destroy every soft apple that's ever lived. I hate them.
I really like the, so like in like a McDonald's Happy Meal, you can get the apple slices. Those apple slices are always perfect.
But those are hard.
Like they're the right type of hardness, but like still juicy and sweet. But yeah, I don't like soft apples either.
Nobody likes soft apples. No, you just
find me a person.
You got to buy better produce, bro.
No, I don't buy soft apples. But if you buy it,
I'm guessing you've bought one at some point.
I was looking at a bag of apples. No, it was a description at, I think, Walmart for apples, you know, and it kind of was like, oh, this apple is tangy and this apple's whatever. And for the soft, shitty apples, like Golden Delicious, it said gentle bite. I was like, that should be shitty bite because nobody likes that bite. Throw those all in the garbage. Who's buying those? No one. No one buys those.
Unless it's like people with sensitive teeth and stuff like that. I don't know.
Yeah, those pussies should just not eat apples. They ruin it for all of us by having them be potential soft apples on the market. There you go. See, Hannah, you're a problem solver. Let's just make applesauce. No, we don't need that.
I don't like applesauce, which is weird. I love apples, but I never liked applesauce.
Applesauce is good. Okay.
I guess it depends. I don't know. I just never was for it.
Dude, I'm glad you brought up food because I have some more.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, go quick. We got to wrap up here.
Okay, this will be real quick. So, shitty Chinese food.
Well, that's
it's the worst.
Okay, but shitty food in general, that grinds everyone's gears. They eat shitty food, but shitty Chinese food particularly?
Yes, shitty Chinese food. It's the worst. And so now it goes to my experience with restaurants.
Wow. Taylor, the food reviewer, is coming in.
Last week or 2 weeks ago, I was in Portland. I brought it up on the podcast. And I was at this ice cream place that I talked about earlier.
Yeah.
And when I got to the end, I was paying. They handed me my ice cream, and they said, "Select your tip amount." And I was like, "What? You want me to tip you? Why the fuck am I gonna tip you?" And so I clicked zero, and I looked up at them, and they kind of gave me the glare. But I was like, "No, I'm not tipping you."
Your cone, dude. That'd be so funny.
I already had the cone. And
oh,
so
my
then,
gosh.
Then last week I was picking up some pizza from Domino's.
Oh, carry out.
Yeah, carry out. I ordered online, picked it up there. I go to pay, and they say, "Do you want to leave a tip?" And they did the same thing. 15%, 20%, 30%. I did the same exact thing, and I hit zero. That shit drives me crazy. It drives me nuts. You did the bare minimum. You gave me food. That is it. I paid you for the food. Why am I going to tip you? Why? Why? I will tip you for added value. If you serve me food at a restaurant, I will tip you. But don't get me started on servers at restaurants. Fill up my damn water cup if you want a tip. Fill it up. I was at an Italian restaurant, and they filled up everyone's cup at the party, in our party, but mine.
Oh, my gosh.
And also...
Biggest mistake.
Also, don't leave the check on the table while I'm still eating. Give me some time. Don't rush me out of your damn restaurant. I'm paying you money for this. Dude. Drives me crazy.
It's very valid. I'm a little mad just thinking about it. If that was me. Because the tip for no added value or service is ridiculous. And it's just their way to slip it in, you know, because it's real subtle at the end, right? It's just like, oh, yeah, everyone just clicks the 15, you know, sign away. It's ours.
I feel so awkward with
that. Screw
that. Like, I don't mind tipping, like, especially when I eat out at a restaurant, you know. That's the service. Like, the service is what I'm tipping them for. Like, it's an added service. Like, you know, if I have a good experience in the restaurant, of course, I'll leave the waiter or waitress a tip. But I feel weird when I get, like, a slice of pizza and they literally just, like, after they get it out of the oven, they hand it to me. And then all of a sudden they charge me for, like, a tip. I used to tip them because I felt so uncomfortable. I was just, okay, like, is this, like... But now I'm just like, why would I tip you right now? Kind of what you were saying, Taylor. I never understood that. It's like if I tipped a fast food worker. They'll probably start doing that, though.
Like, screw that. You know. These casual restaurants are starting to do that more. You know, the hybrid between fast food and sit down. So they do that already. Dude, that's a good one.
I apologize for getting snappy. My rage monster almost came out. So.
Dude, the no value tip.
That's fine.
I'm with
you. This grinds your gears.
Don't you love giving a tip, though, when the person did a great job and they were nice?
I love it. I love it.
I love that. I'm like, yeah, I definitely want to give this person some money, like, for what they did. Like, they were great.
I like tipping, because I used to go to Denny's, like, in the middle of the night with my friends back in high school. I always loved leaving, like, the waitresses, like, good tips and stuff at Denny's, because they were freaking nice to just let us hang out there all night.
Dude, and they got to feed, like, 17 kids at home. Like, those are moms working at Denny's at midnight.
I know, they're grandma's moms. It's like, I don't mind tipping them, you know?
They're working hard. They're moonlighting over there.
We love you, Denny's waitresses.
I adore them. They're the best. I love them.
Except when you don't let me substitute your gross pancakes for hash browns.
That sucks. Denny's pancakes are trash. All right, I got one more that I got to get out before we end. This is controversial in my house, and I'll probably take some flack for this one. But I do not understand, and I hate throw pillows. Throw pillows are the most pointless thing in the world. Let me explain why. You have a pillow, right? Pillows
yes.
are very valuable. I lay my head on them and it makes my head comfortable. I'm able to sleep. It adds so much value to my life. Okay? When you want to lay down on the couch, put a little pillow on your head, maybe sit on that pillow, whatever. That's great. Pillows are useful. Throw pillows are the bastard child that never learned how to read, okay? Throw pillows sit on couches that you cannot sit on, okay? You put throw pillows on couches, and if you try and use those pillows for anything, they're generally already really uncomfortable. But if you try and use them, No, you'll get freaking in so much trouble by the wife, okay? So what happens? You have a couch you're always sitting on, and we have throw pillows for it, right? Those throw pillows live on the ground. They literally never go on the couch. Why?
Well, because it's uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable, and it takes work to always set up the couch cute with pillows, okay? Your bed, it's the same way. Lots of people don't make their bed. You make a bed, and you put the throw pillows on top of it. Otherwise, the throw pillows are useless because you can't use them. So it sits in the corner. So I literally have 8 throw pillows in my house that I cannot use. And they never are used as decoration, except for maybe the 2% of the time that we may have company. And the second company comes over, we have to put them on the ground so they can sit on the couch.
Well, that's interesting that you bring that up. I mean, obviously, they are aesthetically pleasing to look at.
I don't think so.
Okay, so I studied interior design for like a bit and stuff like that.
Don't take this away from me, Hannah. This is my thing.
I'm not going to take this away from you, but it's like there was this thing that they were saying, like sometimes you can go a bit overboard with adding things that aren't comfortable and aren't livable to be in and stuff like that. So there are like ways to have cute, like make things aesthetically pleasing, like on the couch and stuff. Like if you use like a throw blanket, like that's, people would use that. Actually using a pillow that's comfortable, instead of like the ones that are really hard and just really bulky, like that you end up throwing on the floor and stuff like that. Actually, I'm remembering this movie, like Along Came Polly. It's with Jennifer Aniston and Ben Stiller. And his character literally had like all these throw pillows on his bed. And it just like, I remember like in the movie, he just kept like putting them away at night and then he would bring them back up during the day. And then, like, I think Jennifer Aniston's character was, like, saw these throw pillows. She's like, what is the point with this? She's like, hey, it's just a lot of unnecessary
fantastic
work.
Woman. See, that's the thing, though. It's a fundamental difference between men and women. And this is the difference, is that men rarely like to sacrifice comfort and convenience for looks or appeal, like visual appeal, while women do it constantly. They wear clothes that are uncomfortable because it makes them look better. They wear makeup, which is a pain to do, but it makes their face more appealing. They're willing to do this with their interior design as far as their house goes. So my wife's totally justified because it does make the house look prettier, and that's fine. That's like, that's her prerogative. But my prerogative is convenience and comfort and not waste. Throw pillows are a waste. There's my gears, and they have been grinded. Get a little off your chest in a verbal format that can be shared with the world in an audio file. Tay, thanks for your insight, buddy.
Great. You're welcome. To all my listeners out there, I'm sorry I got a little fired up today.
Yeah, sorry for the F words today.
Yeah,
got a little fired up. There's too many. I know. Too many.
There was too many today. I'm sorry, but you know.
Sorry about that. Unnecessary.
Yeah, I wasn't being ladylike.
We'll clean it up.
Ladylike.
We'll do better. We got a sweet off the rails coming up that we're excited about. We'll have some more stuff. We're figuring out our schedule, but it'll be great. Hannah, thanks for coming on. Good luck with all you're doing. If you want to plug anything now, feel free to plug. You'll contact 10 more people probably, so good luck.
Well, thanks so much for having me on here. You can check out my podcast. It's Spoonful of Sugar. It's pretty great. So that's it.
All right. Hey, thanks everybody for listening. Have a great week. Try not to get too pissed off, all right? Keep it under control. We'll talk to y'all later. We're out.